Morning Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Ni hao.
Good morning. How are you? Morning. A little bit overcast there as you turned up. Has anything got anything to do with you? Or no?
Yeah. I brought the gloom.
Hi.
Hi. So today we're doing, obviously to our regular listeners, I'm running a little low on instruments here, okay?
Thank you, Jin. Just a second there, Doctor. I'll just let Jin. Jin, it's very thoughtful of you to close the door. We've got some maintenance going on in the hall there.
So, because we've been doing instruments for 2 years now, and I'm obviously running low. So today,
you sound like you're a bit bored of it.
Well, no, I'm not bored. I was just worried that this one would be, scraping the barrel, as they say.
I don't think so.
But today's one, today I'm going to admit it. We're doing spoons.
Spoons, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you will be using a spoon as we speak. Some of you will be a spoon as we speak.
But put that spoon down out of your mouth. There's another use for it. And this is a musical instrument. And actually, we're going to hear it's actually a lot more interesting than it sounds. So yeah. It sounds bad. Yeah. It sounds like I have run out of things to do because we've done,
the major last week. Which was awesome.
I know. So that one works out well, too. So I'm hoping this one works out well, too. So what it is that people take two spoons and have them back to back.
Instead of spooning them like you would in bed, it's like a bum to bum sort of thing.
So you hold them back to back, the curved part facing each other, and you kind of put one finger in the middle and then smack them between your knee and your other hand.
See, when I was a kid and I knew that the spoons are a thing, like a hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that old one man band here with the spoons and bring them out. And then I always thought it was unusual when I found out that's the way you had to set them up.
Backwards.
Yeah,
because I think me too, as a kid, you tried them facing each other, leaving that sort of open area.
Like a mouth.
It's backwards, and I also saw some of the guys were playing wooden spoons, which you'd think...
What?
Yes, would not sound as good, but...
Some of the guys. Who are some of the guys?
Well, one of the guys we're going to listen to today.
Crowd.
And no, we are going to... Wooden spoons is a thing. So, you'd think metal would be more banging, more loud, but so it's a... It's part of that old, because we've talked about jug bands a couple months ago, where it was just literally picking up things that you had at hand, like washboards and laundry tubs, and people picked up spoons. But the weird thing is it's a really fundamental part of like six different musics.
Big in the skiffle, wasn't it?
Yeah, like it's really big for certain Greek folks. It's Russians have whole dance numbers that's all spoon-based. All the dancers have pairs of spoons. It's a really big thing. I couldn't find a good track to play today, but because it's more dance based than music production based, like a huge, spoon dancing. That sounds bad.
In a situation like that, is it just BYO spoons or are there performance spoons?
I think the Russian ones cheat. I'm not. That's terrible.
Steroids.
Spoons that are almost like tongs. They're already joined at the back.
Yeah.
But because they're dancing, and they're not professional spooners. Spoonies. Okay. So the first track, let's play the Barda one. So this is a French Canadian Quebecois. And
this is, I expect spoons to creep in at any stage.
Spoons is big in this genre. Big.
The Canuck. I'm making a maple syrup bottle dance to this.
And I'm making mousse.
Tess, what are you doing?
Reveling in the best coffee I've ever made, Kirsten. Do you see it?
Yeah,
it looks good.
It's beautiful.
I might take a photo.
Put a spoon in it and make it relevant then. Well, there we are. There you can hear it. Yep. You really have to. You have to accept a whole lot of those strings, though, don't you, to get the spoons?
Not in all the tracks.
For those people who don't know what we're listening to, it's a bit of going in the background.
I feel like we almost need to play a sample of just the spoon noise.
As we all wash our hands after going out seal clubbing or something.
What? I mean, that's a great percussion, isn't it?
Oh, you can just see it. You can see it all. You can see that song spring to life, can't you?
It suits that, you know, it'd down be too big to have something else. And it's just a packet of great instruments anyway. They've got dulcimers and concertinas and accordions and banjos and the tin whistle. You can hear that?
Yeah, you can surely hear that, yes. And the
we haven't done that one. We'll have to give that one its own show.
What about, I mean, a back-to-back fork's not going to make the same sound, does it?
You know, I'm assuming they've all experimented with that. Yeah, you're right, but, you know, you and I can have a go. You know, spatulas?
A spatula's a slap. I mean, I think we're all aware of that.
What are those, pasta strainer?
Anybody of a certain maturity knows that a spatula's a slap. Right.
It is a good sound. So you can hear, like, you know, so you're holding both spoons in one hand. And you clap them on the knee and then up to your other hand.
I can imagine,
and you get a rhythm going.
I can imagine there an old fellow in the corner just clapping along to his on his leg at the same to the same rhythm as the spoons. Yeah. So what's next?
Okay, so now we've got the spoon lady. This is really famous.
Is Deb Spoons? Is that her name? Deb.
Angels in Heaven?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So her name is Abby the Spoon Lady.
Oh, this is a different spoon lady. I'm thinking of the one, the Australian one, the Outback one.
Lots of spoon ladies.
Oh, this is the one from Asheville, North Carolina. And she literally...
I once went out with a girl from Asheville, North Carolina.
She literally has lived her life as a hobo and, like, riding trains and, you know, with
playing,
no money.
Playing spoons.
And spoons for her life.
Money
spoons,
for spoons
was her only money.
So is it the banging, the tinkling sound in the background.
So it sounds like castanets.
Yes,
yeah.
Very much. I know I've been changed. This is the guy she performs with, Chris Rodriguez.
Yeah. I wonder how many people are just casual spoon players nowadays. I'm just imagining at the modern function, the modern get-together.
She does feel it's a dying art, and she wants to pass it on, especially because she's finding her wrists are, you know, she's getting worn out.
RSI.
Yeah. So she's wanting to make a DVD. She does YouTube tutorials. A friend of hers designed a special moisturizing cream because her hands bleed. And Spoon Lady Miracle Cream. And she uses a special set of old-fashioned steel spoons that she can't find a second pair of. So,
really?
Yeah. She can't find...
Oh, God. I just hope she never loses. Oh,
I know. But
have them tied around your neck, wouldn't you?
Maybe if it gets bigger, she'll... you know, someone will make them for her. And here's the genre she does. Americana, jazz, swing, country, blues, folk, ragtime. Because you think, it's limiting. But actually, there's a lot of...
Let me jump right in here with one of my suggestions. If you you might want to swing around here, Doctor, so you can see the screen as well. It's particularly interesting, this one. This is Deb Spoons Perry from Australia. Where is she here? Hello, where is she? Deb?
Deb? Deb,
come through, Deb.
I've discovered a band called the Black Keys, and the favourite track that I like is called Lonely Boy.
She's standing there feeding kangaroos at the moment.
Just to establish herself in Australia.
I'm playing it on my drum kit at home, and my son Stephen says he's had it on his playlist for years, and another friend of mine, son Alan, went to listen to the band when they played in Perth, Western Australia years ago and said the place went right off. And I've now got it as part of my, a Daisy Spoons.
Kangaroos there, been a bit
frisky. Anyway, I hope you enjoy. I've had a bit of fun putting together a routine for the Black Keys, Lonely Boy.
Is she going to do it there?
Yeah, she's going to. Still got the kangaroos. She clears the kangaroos out. Yes, she is. Look at this, Tess. This is you.
She's got a glove on.
This is you.
That's her technique.
She's got a leg pad on.
Oh, yeah,
I feel
that's,
like the
that's good.
Actual song.
Wait on. You just have to wait. Listen, look at it go.
Wow, she's quite amazing.
She works herself into a frenzy, and which is not good for a woman her age, I don't think.
What?
Look at that, look at that. It's under the leg, around the, on the head.
Oh yeah, she's a bit of a cheerleader there.
Yeah, I think yeah, that nothing.
I like her knee pad. I think she could tell Abby about the knee pad and the glove, because you know the Abby's glove, having trouble with her skin.
I always watch that. When I watch that video, just as an aside, I always think to myself, that's two metal spoons in a very dry, tinder dry environment. That's how bushfires start.
You think
they're
going to start? Yeah. Well, because she's rocking it.
Yeah, she's sweating about it, isn't she? Look at her. Jesus. Okay. Anyway,
so she's fantastic too. So that's, we've got Deb, Deb the Spoon Lady, and Abby the Spoon Lady. So Abby's the American one, and she's turned it into a life of advocacy for street performers, buskers. She has her own radio show. She's super political.
So she is the Spoon Lady.
Yeah. And like I said, she calls herself a real hobo. That she literally, you know, you catch the trains illegally and hitchhike around the world. Well, now she's based in Asheville, which she says is the busking sort of capital.
All right.
So our last dude is Artist the Spoon Man.
that's the title. This artist is Soundgarden, isn't it? Or have I got the wrong track for you here?
The track is called Spoon Man.
By Soundgarden.
By Soundgarden. Yeah.
And he's called Artist the Spoon Man. It was named after him before they met him. It's a little weird Soundgarden story.
We actually had a lot of requests. We've had a lot of requests coming through.
For this song.
You really need to get through to the spoons kick in. Shall I come around to
that? His goal is to change your ideas about cutlery. So hopefully we've done that this morning.
Does a little solo sort of towards the end. But enough for them to write a song about it, which I thought was interesting.
I know, and this was like their first big hit too, so like it's an unusual, and apparently it's the only song about a street performer with the street performer in it. Because the previous one was Mr. Bojangles, who did not appear himself in the song.
Wow.
Whereas Artist the Spoon Man appears.
Here we go. Going really fast in the background, almost too fast. So it's got a typewriter. Yes, he's going faster than me. That's definitely the most rapid spoon playing I've heard today.
So he says, you know, so he puts his spoons in genres like rock, folk, jazz, classical, and bluegrass. So, you know, slightly different direction than Abby. And, I guess Deb's sort of heading into the rock.
I think she was heading into the rock.
I think Deb's stealing a few ideas there. This is an original song that he's contributed to.
And apparently, Artist does not like saying that Soundgarden propelled him into fame, because he said he's been spooning before that and touring the world.
Oh, hey, fair enough, too.
I mean, he says he loves it and he's really happy about it, but don't.
The Spoon Man. And keep fighting that fight for him.
He calls himself a living myth, changing your ideas about music and cutlery.
Oh, fantastic.
it's a very limited art. So any of you guys interested in picking it up, I think there's openings for it.
It's really easy
it.
To do. Just pop out there and grab a couple of spoons to start.
I don't think it's as easy as you think.
Yeah,
no, it's not easy, but that's what you need. That's what you need. And
it's cheap, because, you know, Mikey's going to say, how much do a pair of spoons cost, Kirsten?
No. Oh, no, I think, but you want to go for a heavier spoon? No, I suppose it's a different one. Heavier spoon's going to be a clack. A tinier spoon's going to be a click. Expensive spoon's going to be a ding.
I've seen artists using wood.
Yeah, you mentioned that before. But, you mentioned that there was a crowd using wood. Yeah.
Well, an artist is one of them. And Abby uses these steel ones. So, I reckon even certain kinds of plastic would probably sound good too. Not the thin ones, but, big plastic like salad tongs.
Those are tongs. Or
Mikey the Salad Tong Man.
Tong Man! write the tongs that make... Barry Manilow didn't even write that song.
Oh, he didn't write the song. So, anyway, this old art, spoons, interesting.
Cutlery.
Cutlery. They sound great.
Cutlery turned into an instrument that you can buy your kids spoons, and you know what? After they've finished mucking around and trying to spoon, you could get them to use them properly.
And make some money for you. Oh, by the way, that Soundgarden song won a Grammy for Best Metal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Best Metal. It's a great song.
And
it's spoons. It's a unique idea. That no one had got. I seem to remember that there was like a spoon player did come up in some shitty metal song before that. There was a song once with the chainsaw and all that sort of thing there. Someone's asking here, are there actual musical spoons, like different tones and whatnot?
It doesn't seem to be.
And whatnot.
In my research thus far has found that no, that is not the case. But you're right that people could start creating particular ones and so you can have an A or a G.
Also, you can't turn the volume up or down on a spoon.
Yeah, as we could tell with some of the tracks, it is hard to mic them. It was hard to sort of pull that out.
Actually, quite hard. If you're having a frenzy like that last and the guy was in Spoon Man, then you don't want to drop one either. Because if you drop one, you got nothing hitting nothing.
Well, because sometimes...
You might as well be clapping with one hand.
And sometimes they'll have them in both hands and they'll be doing...
Yeah, but like I'm saying, like a drummer can still hit, can still keep a beat going with the
feet.
Well,
maybe you have a big...
a cutlery drawer.
So you just pick up another one.
Teaspoon's no good, even if you're on a plane and you just want to do quiet ones, I suppose.
That might be good for sort of indie.
Or just quiet.
I'm a teaspoon player.
Yeah, new age. Teaspoon player. Right, thank you very much, Kirsten. Lovely to see you. Join us again next week.
All right. And please send in your instrument ideas, because as you can tell, I'm running low.
Said the doctor of music. Goodbye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Post-punk giants Idols, bringing their hyperactive, infectious live show to NZ. Idols, January 21st at the Tuning Fork. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
After another busy day on site, tradie Jeff is searching for a receipt he stored safely in the glove box. But wait, was it one bale of insulation or two? And the sheets of jib? How many did he have of those? Oh, he hasn't invoiced that other job. He could keep juggling everything in his head, or when he's got a second, Jeff could quote the job, enter the expenses, and send an invoice all on site, all on his phone. Smart. Be smart like Jeff. Try Xero free today. Visit xero.com. Yeah.
Can you believe it? Splore 2019 just got extra wonderful. Joining The Bill and Native Tongues hip-hop trailblazers Jungle Brothers and revered Brazilian drum and bass legend DJ Marky. Add that to the likes of Rudimental, Orbital, David Rodigan, Princess Chelsea and The Beth, and you've got one unbelievable lineup. The world's best music and arts playing loud in paradise. Splore, February 21st to the 24th at the luscious Te Papakanga Regional Park. Go to splore.net.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
BFM News Headlines.
Oh, to Mario, good morning. Coming up in the news at 9 o'clock, a University of Otago study has found that more needs to be done to encourage sun safety in New Zealand. An anonymous letter has reopened an inquest into the death of a 22-year-old medical student questioning a doctor's treatment. Indian officials from the Enforcement Directorate have recently conducted raids on Amnesty International's regional office in Bengaluru, India, and a painting created by an artificial intelligence program has been sold for $663,000 New Zealand dollars.
Woo! Cool.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's the way it's all going to work in the future. Things are just going to get more and more weird. Mm. Hey, thank you very much, Harry.
Thanks. See you again.
All the best to you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very exciting weekend ahead. There's a lot on, and if you are deciding to go and do something that's not going to be like anything else you're ever going to do in your life again and is going to be completely mind-blowing, why not pop along to see the 95BFM presentation of Rian Sheehan at Q Theatre. Playing tonight at Q Theatre and tomorrow night at Q Theatre. Rian Sheehan's got a new album out and a live show that he's put an awful lot of effort into and to blow your mind. And here's a track that was recorded at the Wellington performances of that Rian Sheehan played in Wellington recently, and I'd like to give it away a double pass to anyone who could just text in the word Q, the letter Q. Just click first one person text in the letter Q with a Simplicity B card to 5395. I want a double pass to go and see Rian Sheehan on Saturday, is it? The double pass. Thank you, Tess. And have your mind blown. The album is amazing. I expect the show to be just as amazing. Have a listen to this, why don't you?
This is Tokyo Shadows from Wellington. I think it was at Meow. Meow.
I think this might be a have to go and see it. Definitely have to go and see it gig, I think. Tickets available from qtheatre.co.nz. Rian Sheehan playing tonight and tomorrow. You lucky buggers.
generation.
Thank you so, so much for coming out tonight.
Congratulations, Gareth. You won the double pass to go along to that tomorrow night. 22 minutes and 9 o'clock. I've also got a double pass to the movie American Animals to give away. To you, perhaps. If you've got a Simplicity B card, if you're a B card holder, a 95 BFM B card holder, you'd like to go along to that, give me a call, 309 3879. Sometimes I like to hear your voice. It's a true story of a brazenly executed art heist. But it all goes up the wop. The double pass for any time during the season.